It is the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer. We are at Rush River Seed and Chemical, the South Campus. Sean Nelson and Ethan Sorensen with us from Amenia, their South location, as we speak. Sean, let's start with you and take a look at this crop in your footprint. You got locations in Hunter and Amenia. How would you gauge the corn and beans?
I think right now they're looking really good. We had a little bit of that early August drought stress pressure showing up. Fortunately, the middle of August, we started to get some of that good moisture that we've been getting and have had a few spurts since then. So I think we're on the right track, and there's definitely some good potential.
How did we start? Did we get a late start like a lot of the growers did?
Yeah, I mean, overall, we had a lot of guys antsy towards that end of winter, wondering if it was ever going to end. A lot of moisture out there, but fortunately, you know, things dried up and warmed up quickly, and things have been cooking along ever since. And, you know, one big thing to bring up in our area is the growing degree units, the GDUs for something like corn. We're 8 days ahead of what would be considered the norm.
So what kind of maturity are we looking at, Ethan, in this footprint as far as the corn? What would we normally be looking at?
Well, we see anything from we've had customers planting 99-day all the way down to 82-day. Even as you go further north, you can get into some 79-day products. But I'd say our meat and potatoes is right in that 91-day hybrid. We've got some pretty solid workhorses that are fit right in there, so it's been going good for us.
You guys have kind of a unique operation because you have seed and chemical. Kind of gives you some insight and maybe some of the disease and insect issues we have during the season as well.
Yes, yep. So, yeah, with that said, with us having crop protection after we sell the seed and get the seed all planted in the ground with our growers, we're out there checking fields, seeing what kind of pressures we're getting. Are we finding apothecia with white mold? Are we, you know, finding certain insect pressures? This year is a unique year where we were looking all over the place trying to find aphids, trying to help our growers out to make sure they stayed ahead of the curve. And this year, they were few and far between. And for the few fields that we saw some pressure, we came back a few days later and it actually had retracted. And, you know, that's a good thing in these kind of conditions, not having to spend that extra money going after those kind of pests.
So you did see some spider mites, some grasshoppers, you said?
Yes, yep. So with the dry heat, there were spider mite pressures on some of the fields, more on the edges, and you know, a little bit of, I would say once the small grain harvest started, some grasshopper pressure as they moved, you know, from wheat fields over to bean fields, seeing a little bit of defoliation and some pod, grasshoppers attacking the pods and eating the pods. So, I mean, that was probably the biggest extent that we saw this year.
Ethan, you're involved on the Encirca side of things. Give me an idea, are growers making that investment in the technology, and how are they utilizing it?
Yeah, we see quite a few people that are looking into getting more involved with precision placement for fertilizer, and it's an investment that a lot of people will hesitate at just because it's another few dollars to put on top of an already tough economic time, but it seems like in these times it's even more crucial to manage your nutrients as precisely as you possibly can. So that's kind of the way we're going right now.
Get into an environment, a price environment like we're in, every bushel counts.
Yeah, that's right. And anytime you can make a decision with a little more information in your pocket, that really helps.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Looks like we've got a lot of potential out here, Sean.
Yes. Yep.
So how close do you think we are to harvest?
You know, with some of our earlier maturities that we saw out there, we're probably a few weeks out.
Big iron time will probably be starting to roll, I would guess, for a lot of our guys. We're at Rush River Seed and Chemical. We're at their Amenia location. Sean Nelson and Ethan Sorensen, our guest, as we come to you from the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer.